The first one is called Incredible Risks. I take incredible risks with my poems, which is why they always turn out so fine. On this train are people who resemble Allen Ginsberg, President Carter, Lynn Dreyer, Geraldine Fitzgerald, a monkey, Brian Epstein, Don Bacardi, the son on Sanford and Son, Rose Lesniak, Mrs. Sanders, Neighbor, 1966, Aaron Claremont, Sid Caesar in drag, Terry Bartek, wrestling partner, high school gym class, Dad on Dennis the Menace. In fact, I think it is Dad. Henry Mitchell, grayer and with deep lines in his face, but the same receding chin and pursed mouth but benevolent expression, in a summer suit that's old but neatly pressed and clunky black shoes. He wears a sad expression, too, and I wonder if life has been unkind to him, thinking how awful it would be to have a third-rate sitcom as the crowning achievement of your artistic career, to be reduced to taking the subway and having people recognize you, if you're lucky, for the wimp you played, maybe remembering the name of the smirking brat who played your son, Jay North, but never yours or any of the program's other grown-ups, who by now are dead, Mr. Wilson, R.I.P., or grayheads like you. I'd look sad, too, I think, as he walks out of the car at Penn Station. Thanks.